Welcome in. Lovely day outside, isn't it? Is this your first time visiting our establishment? Wonderful. Well, as you may know, we're the top cat cafe in all of Metropolis. Every cat here is available for adoption, so if you see one you'd like, make sure to submit an application. There are just a few rules. Petting must be consensual. Please don't be antagonizing or chasing after the cats. Please don't feed the cats any people food you may order. I assure you, they get enough treats as it is. And once your allotted time slot is over, you must make your way back to the front desk to sign out. Now, did you, by any chance, make a reservation? It's okay if you didn't. Most people don't. Oh, you did? Wow, excellent. You must really be a cat lover to have planned ahead like that. Can I just get your confirmation number? Sorry? You said... yes. Yes, I see. I didn't realize I was speaking to a first-time VIP customer. I'm so sorry. Please disregard all the rules I just told you. I'll lead you back to your private room, where you may take all the time you need with our, felines. Huh? Oh, no, no, I mean it. The rules don't apply to you anymore. You're a VIP. You brought cat treats? Like, for cats? No, that's fine. Wait, did you read the fine print on the website, or... Oh gosh, I'm sorry for even asking that. Of course, you'll get the feline experience you are looking for here. We accept all kinds of cat lovers. Here we are. If you'll just wait inside the room, then your time will begin. Menus are available inside. Order whatever you like when she comes to greet you.
Just one of the newer neck who's working here. And I haven't ever heard of a VIP who thought they were going to be spending time with regular cats rather than a private session with their own personal Neko servant. I'm not quite sure what to do to make sure you're satisfied. Oh, of course, I'll sit down for a moment. Whatever you'd like. Would you like me to sit on your lap, Nyaster? Just on the couch, then? Oh, okay. Am I not to your liking? The manager here saw in your questionnaire that you said you liked the color of my fur and cats with a gentle temperament, so they wanted me to take care of you even though I'm inexperienced with humans. I'm sorry I'm not what you wanted, Nyaster, but I promise I'll do my best. Please don't send me away. I'm mostly like a regular cat. I can purr the same, and I love getting ear scratches like any other feline, and I'm really sensitive around the base of my tail. You'll let me stay? Thank you so much, Nyaster. I'll try my hardest to be the best cat for you. Do you want to start with pets, or... Oh, you'd like to hear more about me? Really? A customer has never asked me that before. Well, I've already told you my name. I'm one of the newer Nekos working here, and it's really nice. The customers are all sweet, and sometimes I get to help out in the other room with the kitties. Oh, they're just so cute! Overall, I'm happy here, I'd say. Before this? Well, I hope Nyaster won't be too bothered, but I was living on the street outside Metropolis. A stray, I suppose humans would call it. But I promise when the manager picked me up, she gave me a good scrubbing, and my fur is perfectly clean. I may have been a stray, but I'm not dirty anymore. Oh, yes, it was a hard life. I didn't really have a family or anything, just the other strays, like a big cat or, Tom Tom. They were like a family, so it was all right. And I got to sleep under the stars at night. They're really lovely away from the city where they shine so bright. Do you like looking at the stars, Nyaster? Someday I'd like to see them like that again. Manager said during the raid, during her trip to the outside, that if I worked hard here and pleased the customers, I would get to have days off every week to visit my friends. Isn't she so nice? Well, I suppose she chose to take me back with her because of my differently colored eyes. I've always thought that having two color eyes was so silly looking, but some of the nicer customers have said they're beautiful. Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, you agree? Yes, dear, that's such a sweet thing to say. Your lap? Oh, thank you, Nestor. Please excuse my saying so, but I do think that your lap looks so, so comfy. Well then, pardon me. I was right. Very warm and comfortable. A nickel like me might fall right asleep if I'm not careful. Oh, but I'll be diligent, Nestor. So nice. So nice. Oh, am I hurting you at all? I hope I'm not too heavy. I may be the smallest nickel here, but I still don't want to crush you or make you uncomfortable. I'm glad you're comfy. Well, then, please do whatever you'd like to me, Nestor. Nestor? Are you not sure where to start? Like to do is long strokes from the head down to the tail. Are you reluctant because you'll be touching my skin? I know my uniform is a bit... Well, they don't need to cover much because it's so nice and warm in here. Oh, is it too warm for you though, Yester? Your face does seem kind of red. Well, please let me know if you'd like me to ring the front to change the air in the room. So, are the long strokes something you're interested in, Yester? I simply don't want you to become bored. Oh, I assure you I would love it pats in your rubs and pets all day. Oh, you will try? Yes, Yester. I'll just lay this way on your lap then. Thank you. so pleased to be able to treat you. Now, if I may. Gentle and warm, Yester. If I hadn't just experienced it for myself, I could still take one look at them and know you're really good at giving pets. the short time that I've been here, I haven't met with anyone who made me feel the way that you do. So taken care of, and safe, so warm and fuzzy inside, and full of all these wants that I've never known before. Wanting to be touched by you, to be closer to you, to serve you, Master. To make you feel so good that you'll always come back to be with me. So please, tell me if I'm doing anything that displeases you, because I only want you to be happy. Thank you. juices are leaking out. You look like you're about to burst. I hope you're not hurting at all. Yes, sir. That's for me. That must mean that I'm really doing just what you like. I won't stop then. Not until Nyester releases his juices all over. Pets while I do it? I guess. If your hands are really